Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Yo, 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 we're talking about all the advice today.
Yeah, so this is always a fun piece of conversation that when you have with people, you always ask, like, what is some of the best advice you've ever received? And a couple weeks ago, we posted on our social media that we wanted to hear from you guys. What is some great advice that you've gotten over the years? And we actually really loved what we heard. So we wanted to share it with everybody and kind of weigh in on what we think.
I love this because I love little truth nuggets. I think I live my life by them.
Yeah.
If I could speak only in bumper stickers, I think I would.
Yes.
I'm like, if I could just be a walking little bumper sticker, it's great. It's great because, I mean, who doesn't want, like, oh, that's a good piece of advice.
Yeah. And sometimes it just takes bringing it back to something simple and you're like, yes. Because yes. I know I do this all the time. I overthink all the time. And you actually are really good about bringing me back in like a very bumper sticker kind of way of like, girl, only see what's in front of you. Damn it. You're right.
Bring it back to the present. Practice non-attachment. Throw that shit away.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So we are super excited to share all of it with you today. And we also are going to share our pizza favorite advice, whether it be, you know, from gum to whatever. And then we're going to share what our parents gave us.
Yeah, we asked our parents to weigh in on this, and they had some good ones.
So. They did. They did. Yeah. Awkward and good.
Yeah.
But that's basically what your parents are.
You know, they're good for that. They're so good for that.
Yes.
I think I want to start with one of my favorites. And apparently she is now the favorite of the Zen friend and Crazy Zen Life community.
Podcast.
Because Erin Rowland, which we love her. She's fantastic. She's hilarious. And you guys think so too, because she is our most downloaded episode. With great reason, because she brings all the truth, the life, and all the laughs. I mean, I've
listened to it like 3 times now, and I still laugh like I've listened to it the first time. It's or like I wasn't even there. I'm like, that was funny. So if you ever get a chance to listen to it.
It's a good one. So we wanted to share what Erin's favorite advice was. And I quote, words I live by, in parentheses, except when I'm driving, when I don't give a shit, because I'm always right, and her question is, would you rather be right or happy?
There's a thinker.
That is a thinker. And then she goes on to say, another good one to ask yourself before you confront someone or start a difficult conversation. Why are you asking this? Why are you saying this? What is your goal? What do you hope to achieve? And is that a realistic expectation? And then she goes on to say, then go back and refer to nugget number one.
I am always right.
I am always right.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a great question. Brittany, I'll ask you, would you rather be right or happy?
I think if you asked me these questions in my 20s, I would be like, I gotta be right.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, my 30s, I'm like, I'd rather be happy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because you know, that drama just is not worth it.
No.
I can't invest that much emotional energy anymore. I've only got, as you say, so much bandwidth, and it exhausts really quickly nowadays. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it can be fleeting.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather be happy.
I would too. It kind of, there gets to be a point where I think, I don't know if I've said this in the podcast before or not, but like, you don't get a trophy if you win the most arguments, unless maybe you're on the debate team. And if that's your thing, then you know what? That's your place to always want to be right. And if you always need to be right, maybe you should go join a debate team. Then you can just check that box off your list too.
Go to a courtroom.
Right.
Find a bum on the street.
Right.
Argue with him. There's always someone to argue with.
I think when people are like, oh, I told you so, I'm like, what does that bring to the conversation, like, other than you just getting a little tick mark in this makeshift, I don't know, score that you got going on, what does it bring that's going to help the conversation? Nothing. It helps your ego, and that's it.
Yes.
So, Erin, I feel like I'm with you, girl. Like,
yep. And we all have that person in our lives that just like strives to be right.
Yes.
More so. We'll go down swinging.
Yes.
And I'm like, you are wasting so much energy right now.
Right.
And then you kind of like, it's for sport. Yes. You're like, well.
If that's what makes you happy, if being right always makes you happy, then that is your cup of tea. And there is probably a group for you somewhere.
A group for you.
There is. But to her second part, why are you asking this? What is your goal? And what do you hope to achieve? Is it a realistic expectation? I absolutely love that.
Will it change the situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because there are some things where maybe you just want to know because you know the truth, and maybe that person isn't always forthcoming with it. Mm-hmm. You just want to hear him say it. But at the end of the day, is that really going to serve both of you?
Right.
And I do, I think we hear this a lot in yoga, of like, if it doesn't serve you, let it go.
Let it go.
And I love that, because there is so much stuff that I'm like, yes, I waited a long time for that person to say this. And I'm like,
and it didn't
do anything. And I'm like, okay, I really held on to something
like
for
all
so
the things
long.
You wanted to come to fruition. Once they did, you're like, oh, well, that was really lackluster.
Yeah.
All the energy invested into it.
Right. I'm like, shoot.
Wasn't worth that outcome. Like, the input didn't match the output.
And
yes.
It's a great way to put that.
Yes. And yeah. I've definitely been there. But sometimes, just for personal ego, that's more serving your ego if you take it back to all the Buddhist mentalities. Yes. You're serving your ego first a lot of the time when you're searching for your own truth, whether just looking at the truth at the present.
Okay.
That's just my little yogic spin on it.
Deep in the closet.
I get deep
today.
In the closet.
I love it.
You know, Georgie's sneezing like 1,000 times before we push play.
My dog was joining us in the studio this morning, and she was being so cute, laying in her little spot, and then all of a sudden she had a attack of sneezeritis, and I swear sneezed like 25 times. I'm like, are you okay?
I know. It's like, oh gosh, should we leave?
I know. Like, do you need a minute?
Like, when animals flee first, right. We should always follow. Yeah. Is there something going on?
Yeah, so we had to ask Georgie to leave the studio.
So I had time to get deep with my thoughts. Yeah. I had a little extra time to think about all the good stuff.
All right, moving on.
Let's see what else our Zen community said.
We had another Zen friend said that she really liked learning how to savor the moments. It is challenging when life gets hard. And that, you know, that's so true. I think really appreciating like where you are right now in whatever path that you're in, like just seeing that, okay, you know, like I know some people get super anxious because they're thinking about what's coming next, and am I that prepared for it? And can I, you know, do I have all the tools in my toolbox ready to use that? But like, you can alleviate that anxiety if you just stay in the moment. And like Christy says, learning how to savor the moments that you're in. I'm like, I feel like that's always like a lifelong goal of like, okay, you know, I feel like there are moments where I'm like, I'm so in it and I love this. And then there's others that I'm just like, oh, there's so much to do. When am I going to get it done? I don't know.
I like this a lot too, because it does get really, really, really tricky when the hamster wheel is spinning so fast. And you might be able to just catch, like I just said, the 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But even if the battle at the moment is a little bit hard or difficult, like I'm going to give the example, like trying to find a way to put this podcast on Spotify. I wanted to throw my computer through the effing window the other day. I was like, oh my God. For some reason, the Spotify account's not working. And I was like, okay, I'm going to look back in like 2 weeks. I'm going to figure this out.
Right.
And because Shannon and I have just had to figure this stuff out like from the ground up. But it's really funny because we're like not techie, but we're trying to be techie.
Thank God for Google.
Thank God for Google.
And YouTube videos.
Yes. So I'm like trying to figure this out. I was like, I'm going to look back in like 2 weeks. It'll be fine. And I'm just going to shut this off and we're going to move on.
Try it again later.
This is just where it is in the moment. So at that moment, I had to just go like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
This is just my little mountain I have to climb right now. It was that. It can be as silly as Spotify in that moment or anything. So,
but I applaud you for identifying that and being like, okay, I'm going to walk away. I need to, for the sake of everybody and my sanity, I need to walk away.
And this is something too I want to add to this advice thing. When you see your friend also, so yesterday Shannon had a little bit of a hiccup with tech stuff. And, but you know, I offered her, I'm like, okay, that's just where we're at today. Yeah. So when your friend also loses that bandwidth, Just support them too.
Just support. I mean, Brittany was great. I mean, I'll be honest, I deleted an entire podcast. It was an interview. So that's really not like the highlight of my podcasting career. I'm sure it won't be the last time, but you know, you never forget your first time. But you know what? I digress. I'm living in the moment and I'm seeing this as it's, you know what? It's honestly, it's a gift.
So yes, we it get was to a gift.
Re-record and spend more time with our friends and, you know, maybe even ask more questions we didn't get to. So
yes, it's a redo. Yes. The world didn't want us to release that just yet.
Exactly.
We had more to uncover.
Right.
We could do better. It's the world saying you can do better.
Yes. Which actually, a friend of ours, we've got some friends that just started a podcast, and one of their hashtags now is do better. Like, where can you do better in your life? And I'm like, you know what? I love that. Like, it can be so simple because there are things where you're like, you know what? I can do better.
I can do better.
Maybe I put more effort into this than mm-hmm. what I'm giving it. So I love that.
Okay.
We'll talk about them in a little bit. But
oh, yes.
Okay. Back to our advice.
Rabbit
hole. So another one of our Zen friends says, wear comfortable shoes. I was 26 and I heard at a conference for student leaders where she was – okay, let me try that again. Wear comfortable shoes. I was 26 and heard it at a conference for student leaders where I was on staff. We all laughed, but his point was if your feet hurt, you can't concentrate on much else and soon other things will start to hurt. The older I get, the more I believe this is true.
Start from the ground
so
up.
So true. Yes, that is so true. And I will be the first to admit I love a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. Shoes are my thing. They make me happy. They're great, but I have some that are so uncomfortable that I now have like categories. I'm like, oh no, this is only like
wear.
This is a 2-hour shoe. I've got some that I'm like, no, this is a good cocktail party shoe. I can walk around all night, no big deal. And then I'm like, oh no, these I can only wear to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to be sitting down like a majority of what we're doing.
And your feet swell when
and
you
your
sit
feet
down.
Swell, and you're like, oh,
drinking alcohol.
Right. And I'm probably eating sushi, so I'm swelling with the salt. So that's never a good idea.
That's not a good idea. And they look like little kibasa sausages hanging out of your hanging out of your heels. And that doesn't look good.
No, not cute. I love that advice of wearing comfortable shoes because you're right. Like, if you've got to get shit done, you can't worry about your feet.
Mm-mm.
You got to be comfortable. You got to be able to move and shake and do what you got to do. So.
Yeah, because you're going to be distant.
Yeah.
You're going to be thinking about your pinky toe by right. severed off.
Wear the comfortable shoes. Just do it. And then another one of our friends wrote in regards to friendship, I try to live by... I'd rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I think that goes back to even to like our Zen friends of like your inner circle, your inner tribe. Like, I would rather have 4 solid people than 100 just really not that great.
Yeah.
Friendships. No.
Those are the friends.
Yeah. Those are the friends.
That get you.
Yes.
That just get you.
Amber, girl, some good stuff.
Amber, she's a Zen friend for life.
She
I have a feeling.
Is. This one actually comes from another one of our mom friends who has 4 children. So I always take what she has to say like to heart because she has been in the trenches mm-hmm. 4 times. And she says, this is not very deep or anything, but it was freeing to me as a mom of 4 children. And it is, your kids don't have to go to every birthday party they're invited to.
Which goes back to our party episode.
Yes.
The previous one. Yes.
Which is so true. I mean.
An invite is an invite.
Invite is an invite. Right. And that goes true for your own self. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to say yes to everything that you're asked
podcast.
To do.
Yes.
Yeah. So that.
The power of no.
The power of no. It's great.
Yeah. You have control of the situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This next one is one that I live by every single night. In fact, I feel like my mom did a great job and my dad did this growing up. Always kiss goodnight. And
yes.
that I mean, even now at 30, almost 39, my mom comes to visit, my dad comes to visit, like, I kiss them goodnight.
Aww.
Like, even now. I mean, it would be weird if they were in my house and I didn't kiss them goodnight. I'd be like, oh, are they mad? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What's going on?
Be stewing all night.
Oh, it's stewing. Exactly. I'd be like, oh, I didn't kiss the parents goodnight. But I always
you'd
kiss
wake
my
up the next morning making like, bacon and eggs.
Right. Probably on a silver platter in the
piss.
You guys okay? Everything like, good?
Lox and bagels and you had all the things out.
Right.
They'd be like, what?
Yeah. But we live by that in our house. I mean, I could be ticked off at my husband, but I don't like to go to bed angry. So I'm like, ah, good night. Sweet dreams. I do. I love that. Always kiss goodnight.
Oh, that is. Yes. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, Ashley. Ashley always offers so many good ones.
Yeah.
So looking at Instagram, this was one of my favorites. And it says, just because it is doesn't mean it has to be.
Ooh, that is a good
just
one.
Just because it is doesn't mean it has to be.
Okay.
So basically, you are the change.
Right.
I think like the more simplistic quotes sometimes really get me. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what it needs to be. Yeah, I have the power to change, or, you know, I can make the change or do whatever I need to do. Yeah. Right. I like that. Don't you like that?
I love that one. Oh, I'm going to sit with that one for a little bit because yes. I think that's a
I haven't even shared nugget. This one since seeing it. I even shared it out in some of my classes.
Oh, fun.
And okay. So I was like, yeah. Oh, that's always been a good one.
That is a good one.
And then coming from one of my favorite yogis on the IG, age is just a number, truly just a number.
Yes, that is so true.
And as you approach just the higher digits, they're just digits.
They're digits, but you know what? You couldn't pay me any amount of money to go back and do my 20s again.
Hell no.
No. No, I love them. I made all the mistakes, and I am so thankful for everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like that I hurt people, you know, when I made bad decisions, but I am so thankful for what those lessons taught me, and it gave me the lenses, and, you know, I always say, like, I have a toolbox that every lesson that I learn gives me a new tool to put in it, and, like, mm-hmm. I have a shit ton of tools that I got from my 20s that I've been able to apply in my 30s, and I'm super happy with that, so... I'm grateful for those lessons, but I don't want to go back to relive them.
No, I'd rather not.
No.
I'd rather not. I'm real good with those. I think alone, like, my bad hair choices were enough to, like, get me to 33 at least. And then the rest of them got me to 35, almost to 36. So, yeah, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good.
I'm real good. I'm real good with those.
Landon, my husband, once asked his dad what his favorite part of life or what his favorite time period of life, and he did say, he's like, I loved my 30s going into like my 40s because I just knew I was more established. And by established, just probably mentally, you know, like it's like I had a growing family. So I'm not saying that every stage can't be the best stage of your life, but he drew attention because this was what I heard this when I was in my 20s, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna look forward to that time,
right?
Because he's like, you know, it's just you come into your own,
you do,
you kind of shed that skin of like you let go self-doubt of, and
expectations that you put on yourself or that maybe you just feel like other people put on you, and you're just like, no, like you are comfortable in your skin, and you just, I feel like your lenses are starting to get really clear. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not foggy, and they're just like, no, I get this, and like I no longer care.
Yeah,
just giving less fucks, like that's
giving less basically fucks. It really is
what your 30s are about, and being okay with it.
And then I don't know what the 40s will bring, but I'm excited.
I'm excited.
A little nervous. Excited.
Good times.
Yes. So going back to the IG, take advantage of right now and milk it for all it's worth. So we kind of already touched on that, but always living in the present and being with always the yogic vibe. I do think always racing ahead of yourself can get you caught up.
Oh, yeah.
And that can be just more anxiety.
Yes.
So being honestly right there in the present, one of my favorite ways to think some days is I don't know how the day is going to plan out. Sometimes I have like all the things planned, and sometimes I don't have very much. But the days I have all the things planned, I'm like, okay, when I come back to this pillow tonight, it's going to all somehow have worked out the way that it should have worked out. So however the day goes is exactly how it was supposed to go.
Right.
So that's always brings me
reprieve. And letting go of your attachment of what you thought that day. Like if it didn't go, if you didn't check off everything on your to-do list, it's okay. Like it ain't going anywhere. Yeah. It'll still be there for you tomorrow if you want it.
I tell Shannon all the time, just move that post-it note over.
Yep.
It might be, you know, a post-it note you've moved over several months, in a row, but that's okay.
It's like that cleaning out my kid's closet. Like that post-it note, I think, has been moved over for about 12 months. Uh-huh, like I had this goal last summer to clean out the closets. It's almost September, so I haven't done that shit. So, you know, and it's not going to happen today either. So I'm going to keep moving that post-it note right on over.
I had all intention to try to go in to the boys' closet. They share a closet. So I'm like, okay. And I look at, I don't, Not one place to start. I'm like, I don't really even know.
Yeah.
I need someone to come and be like, here's a garbage bag and labels and all the things.
Yeah.
It's usually my mom that does all that. I'm sorry. I am not good at that kind of stuff.
No, and like, which is funny because closets are my thing. Like, I can organize a closet. I feel at home in a closet. But I look at my kids' closet and I literally just walk out the room. I'm like, not today.
It brings so much anxiety.
It does. And but I have to be in like the right mind space. And I have to say, like, for me, I'm not like going to give myself 30 minutes a day to do this task. Like, I'm a get in, get it done, and get out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to chip away at it. I need to spend my time to do it. So I've got to find a day where I can block out 3 to 4 hours to go through both of them and get it done.
Because you're checking for stains.
Right.
You're checking sizes.
I'm checking sizes. And not all brands, you know, like it can say a size 5, but it might really fit a size 3.
Toddler. I mean, you gave Luna a shirt the other day that was a 4T and she's only 2.5. Yeah. And it's a 4T and it fit her like a
there's no way. It's never been a 4T. So, like, you have to, like, go through that. And I love, like, we get, you know, friends that will give us clothes all the time. And I absolutely love that. And my kids love it, too. But it also means you have to go through those and figure out, like, which ones you can keep and which ones are going to fit and which ones aren't. You know, so it's just there's a lot that goes into it. And I need to figure out when I've got 4 hours to get that done.
Yeah. And what you're going to give Luna.
Yes. Oh, and that's, we always have a pile. Like, sometimes the girls are like, oh, no, I love that skirt. Can we give it to Luna? I'm like, yes. Like, Luna will always be the first that we pass anything down to.
I love it because so she really does wear all of it, or we have it put away, or, you know, the best of my ability.
Yeah.
So, yes, in future episodes, we're going to have some organization stuff going on. We have that on the docket. Sometime it's going to happen, and we're really excited about that because that's where we struggle.
Yeah.
Like, I know. Don't open up a drawer in my house. No. Don't open up a cabinet.
No.
It's scary.
I clean out, like, we've got 4 junk drawers in my kitchen, which just seems excessive, and I agree. It's a lot. But they all have a purpose. Like, one is, like, a true junk drawer. One is, like, for office supplies. One is for all of our tech gadgets and, like, cords,
really
batteries.
Idea.
Like, that all goes in one drawer. So, like, within the drawers, they have a system. And yet, my family is not good at following a system. I will put a system in place, and they're like, oh, mommy, that's so cute. You think we're going to listen? Assholes. Like, what are you doing? Just stop. That's the battery drawer. Don't put that in there. That's a sticky note. Get the sticky note out of the tech drawer.
This is where it goes.
Right.
You need, like a chart with a pointer
You know
and
what
a laser.
Happened to the flow chart and the laser?
Mm-hmm.
It would turn into like a game of like, ooh, mama, can we borrow your flow chart? We're gonna be in a shark tank and we gotta
they would.
Put our, you know, presentation out for the sharks. I'm like, God bless. Like, I mean, focus. I love the creativity. I love the imagination. I do have a very creative household, which I have always asked for that. So I'm so thankful that the universe has truly given me that. I just need
But
to
nothing
better.
Is off limits.
But nothing is off limits. Like nothing. In fact, we're going on a rabbit hole. We record here in my closet, and because it's quiet. It's the quietest room we have in the house. Mm-hmm. It's great. My husband has now discovered that my closet is the best room in the house. And I've walked in several times, and he is on a conference call in my closet. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, sorry, babe, I'm on a call. I'm like, what? He's like,
can't change my underwear?
I can't. Well, I'm just...
Oh, I know.
It's all, like, there's no sacred space anymore. It's all gone.
No. Well,
you know, but I guess as a mom, that's what you do. You just give and you give and you give.
You give and then you go buy some shoes. Oh, that's a good one, girl.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Rabbit hole. That's okay.
Thanks for taking that journey with me, friends. Appreciate it.
And her Kentucky said on Instagram, people basically do what they want to do. Girl, ain't you? And she got that advice from her mom.
Right.
And right.
That's so true.
Humans are going to be humans.
Right. You can give them all the advice you want.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah. Because they're going to rationalize every action. Don't we all, though?
Oh, God, yes.
I will rationalize. I'm the best enabler sometimes. Like, if you want an enabler,
you can justify
a shopping enabler, too. I'm like, yes, you do need those. I can figure out 18,000 reasons why you need those shoes. Or
you are really good at justifying. Or
like, why you need to take that trip.
Right.
Or why you need to get those photos made, or yes, or why you need to have a baby, or not.
Whatever you need to hear, Brittany.
Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yes. So I get kind of worried. But yeah, humans will be humans.
They will. And, you know, that's, speaking of a good point, what Heather's mom gave us some great advice, mm-hmm. her Kentucky. What does your mom, Mona, what is her advice?
You know, she's a cool one. She just had the token rule, the golden rule to give us. You know, treat others as you would want to be treated. Yes. You know, I think, honestly, isn't that how we want to live lives?
I feel like I say that to my kids all the time. Of like, well, what is would that happen? What you want? It's how you're treating your friend right now, how you want to be treated. And if you can answer yes, then great. If you have to think about it and you're like no, then let's change our behavior.
My dad said just live life to the fullest every day, which, you know, and now that they're both retired, they're kind of, they are doing that. And I love seeing that. And seeing that for my parents, it's been a fantastic change of pace for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, you know, and some days they're not so available and I still love that. I'm like, you take this time. You go do it.
Right.
Go
but
do
if you
it.
Could be back by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, about that. I gotta go to Costco, so.
No,
and they are so available, but at the same time, I want to see them take all those trips and see all those places and take all those experiences together because they are best friends and it's great. So
it's so fun.
I know. My dad being retired, it's been a really cool journey to see that. And I mean, they never leave each other's side. I'm like, you guys can be apart. Like, we don't want to. I'm like. Life goals, guys.
Right, yeah.
Life goals. And then my dad did offer one odd piece, always wear clean underwear, which I don't even know if I always have clean underwear on some days. I'm like, is this clean?
I don't know.
But good token, Dad.
You know, that's good so token. Funny because my mom would say the same thing growing up. She's like, you better make sure you have clean underwear. If you're getting an accident, they're going to know. And I've always thought, well, if I was in an accident and
would I
shit my pants?
Like, I know. how would they know? That's what I've always thought, too. Like, there's a hole in this logic.
Right.
I'm
like, but, you know.
I feel like I could lawyer you out of this, but but I'm going to take your advice.
But I'm appreciative that you want me to put on.
Because what if they gave you this advice? Right. You're like, well, they have experience.
Right.
Did they crap their pants and they were in an accident? You didn't know. At 8 years old, you're like, whoa, okay, that sounds serious.
She got a point. Clean draws.
Keep clean ones. Is which, by the way, why I throw out so many pieces of underwear in my house. Because well, I don't even know.
Well, that was a drawer. Okay, so.
Going back to the clothes.
My youngest daughter had on a pair of underwear a couple of days ago. And she's like, Mom, my underwear, they're so uncomfortable. I'm like,
are they on backwards?
Okay, well, let me check them out. And I'm like, wait, do those have Ariel on them? She's like, yeah. I'm like, Eleanor, that's like a size 4 from like 3 years ago. I mean, she's in a legit size 6 right now. And I'm like, they're not comfortable because they're too small, honey. She's like, but I love Ariel. I'm like, well, that's great.
She dug deep.
She did. I don't even know where she got him. But she found him. I'm like, okay.
I love the deep dive in the underwear. Like, all of a sudden you see him. They have something. I'm like, where did you find those?
Right. Like, I'm sure there's a stash someplace in my house where like, oh, no. Mom doesn't know we still have these. I'm going to wear them.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. Secret panty club. I don't know anything about it.
Secret panty club. They have meetings.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how about your mom?
Okay. So.
Dear old Sherry.
Sherry.
Give us her. Oh, and Peter.
Yeah. Sherry and Peter. Okay. So my mom says, when you're mad, pissed, hurt, etc., allow yourself 24 hours to have a temper tantrum, to feel all the emotions, wallow in all that stuff, and then after 24 hours, let that shit go. Amen, Sherry.
Get it together. Okay.
Yeah. I love that. And that's something we talk about a lot, like in our house, of like, I don't want my kids to feel like they can't be mad at something or they can't have an emotion about something. Like, I want you to just understand how that feels so that we can help you navigate how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't just suppress it. Don't just be like, I'm not mad. I'm like, well, clearly you are. I can see the anger on your face. Like, mm-hmm. don't tell me you're not mad if, you know, clearly you can see it. So, I think it's really important to let your kids have emotions and to be disappointed and to have.
Scream in the pillow.
Scream in it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I get it. I was like that too. In fact, I still do. I come in my closet when I get mad and I'm like, ah! You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't deal with this. But just don't pretend like you have to be some kind of super non-emotional human that can't have a breakdown or can't have an emotion, because that's mm-hmm. bullshit.
Yeah.
Just be honest with yourself.
And, you know, sometimes I think, too, they don't understand the emotions they're having and why they're having, obviously, at that moment. Like, yeah. Watson's also, come to me, like, 48 to, you know, 36 hours later and something. He's like, Mom, I've been thinking about this. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You've been I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All yeah. Right, let's talk about it.
It is kind of funny when they stew on stuff. You're like, all right. I love it.
Okay. I always take that and I give that my full attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's a deep one.
Yes.
So that might be hurting to the core.
Yeah.
Which maybe this is a good podcast episode. Big feelings.
Yeah.
Little people or something.
Oh, big feelings, little people.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. Put that in your notes.
Yeah. TBD.
Right.
TBD.
It's going to happen.
Put up. Good one, Sherry. We like that one.
That's a great one. And then my dad says, when you know yourself, don't let other people deter what you think. Wait, did I read that right?
Yeah.
When you know yourself, don't let what others think deter you. So just if you're confident in who you are, it doesn't matter mm-hmm. other people's opinions. And
humans will be humans.
Yes.
Because if you're – yes.
They will.
That's basically what Peter's saying.
Yeah. That's pretty much that. And I – like my dad always gives like the best advice. Like when you just need to hear like, I don't know. Am I making the right choice? And he's always like, you're going to know what it is. It's going to feel right. I'm like, oh, you're so right, Dad. You're always so right.
Got it. I know. Dads just have a way of just doing that.
They do. So
I'm just pulling them to the right driveway.
Well, Britt, what is your favorite advice?
So I thought about this in the shower this morning, my shower thoughts. I think I have a lot, but I think one that came to mind right now in my life, that when I every time I hear it, I'm like, yes, I just love this piece of advice or just quote. Mm-hmm. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
I love that because it's just – and it could be – I can understand taking it the wrong way. Like, oh, you got to, like, always be climbing the social ladder. That's the first time I heard it, that's how I took it. But honestly, it's like just strive to learn more about people and don't try to be the top person wherever you are.
Right.
Learn from others around you. That's how I see it. And I've been kind of trying to – do that in my own personal life.
Like, I love that.
Learn more about the people that are in the room with me, not try to top everyone in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I've just kind of thought that was just always one to guide me.
Right.
Like, why not learn and grow with other people?
Yeah.
And people are interesting and they've had these life experiences, especially since we've been doing this podcast together and I'm learning about even friends I've known for a long time. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So there's always something to learn from your other, even your friends.
Yeah. Well, you always joke that you call people onions. Like, oh, there's so many
an onion,
layers.
Folks.
She's an onion.
Another layer.
It's another layer. And it's so true. Like, I really love every time we get to peel back a layer, it's like, if you're not learning something new every day, you're wasting an opportunity.
Yes.
I mean, there is something new every single day that you have the ability to take in. And it's funny what you find out about people. You're like,
My other piece of advice, which I did think about today, was always order room service.
Ooh, that is something that
I think bad room service is better than no room service at all. So if that was always something I'd pass down to my kids, like, just appreciate room service.
That is, and because you get like the little mini ketchup.
Oh.
And my favorite is the mini Tabasco sauce you get.
I like the butter on the plate because it's always
in
super,
like a petal.
Yeah. And it's always super soft. Well, most of the time it's super soft and you can spread it easily.
Spreadable. You don't have to fight your butter. It's not breaking your toast.
Oh, no. No, it's not just breaking it out of pieces. And then you get to roll that cart out back in the hallway and keep it moving.
Keep it going.
You can eat in bed.
I love that.
I know.
And anytime Brittany and I take a trip together or we're in a hotel, we always get the bathrobes.
Like, oh, I will order extra.
Swear to God, it is the first thing Brittany Swan does when she gets into a hotel room. If there's not enough bathrobes for the people there, she will call downstairs.
I do.
We're going to need 3 more bathrobes.
Yes. Okay. Which I'm so lucky I did because last time we took a trip to LA, our dear friend Elizabeth Spears did not take her robe off the entire
time. She was like, this is magical. I didn't even know you could do this. And I'm like, it's a treat. Like, stay in your robe, eat your room service.
Oh, I know. You can sleep in it.
You can.
I mean, I think they're Spears is oversized. Like, she could probably hang it up and it would like stand up on its own. You know? But we love you, Elizabeth.
I know.
But always order room service and ask for a bathrobe.
I love that.
What about you?
It's good. My favorite of all time is, it's better to do and regret than regret not doing.
Oh.
I cannot live in the world of what if. Like, I would rather do something and fail at it than just wonder, like, if I would have done that, what would it outcome, what would that have been? Like, that I can't live in that space. Like, it would drive me nuts. So I'd just do it. I'm just a doer. I'm a go and a do.
You do. You put your head down. You move forward. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like half a step forward, you're like, well, at least I'm doing it.
Yeah.
At least I'm trying and not taking three steps back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's like,
you do live your life like that.
There's definitely been many a times where I've taken that step and I'm like, ah! I mean, trust me, there are things that I regret that I'm like, I wish I would not have. However, I'm so thankful for the lessons that I learn mm-hmm. that it's hard to be like, I really regret that. You know, there are some things, yes, of course, but there...
Those have been hard.
There are some really hard ones. But again, like, it's just another building block of where I am in my life, and I wouldn't be who I am without those things. So it would be really hard to say, like, I wish it didn't happen, because then that part of me wouldn't be what it is today. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm okay with that.
And through that, you've encouraged others to take those chances. They're mm-hmm. like, listen, I've fallen on my face.
Right.
And other people are like, well, I can
scars to prove it, people.
They're like, well, I can fall on my face and be like, okay.
It's okay.
Shannon's done it. I can do it. And I'm like, yeah, it's like daily.
Right. Like, it happens every day.
Yes, yes.
Every day.
Yeah.
I like that one. So that's where I am. Yeah. I do have another one. It's actually a quote that I heard in my first yoga class, and it's something that I say to myself, actually at the end of yoga, I lay on my mat during Savasana, and like I say this to myself before I allow myself to get off the mat, and it's, I asked for strength, and you gave me challenges to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and you gave me problems to solve. I asked for courage, and you gave me danger to overcome. I asked for favors, and you gave me opportunities. I asked for prosperity, and you gave me brain and brawn to work. I asked for love, and you gave me troubled people to help. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. And that quote has been with me for, let's see, 18 years, and it still holds true. Like, every time I say it, I'm just like, okay, it brings me back to, like, where I am. Mm-hmm. What I need, and knowing that I have exactly what I need in front of me every time I have a challenge to face.
And thinking about where you were when the first time you heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And where you, and then
where I
every
am.
Time you hear it again, where you are that next time. That's kind of, mm-hmm. that's kind of empowering.
Yeah.
Too.
It's a good one.
I mean, as just a human.
Yeah.
I know.
Good times.
This is why we're here, people. Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
These things aren't just a hat rack. So I did kind of a podcast fail. I know I was meant to ask my husband his favorite piece of advice. Mm. And Landon, he's an onion. If we're going to talk about onions, you just never know what you're going to peel away. But knowing him for so long, I don't know exactly, but I have a good idea about what he would say. And it all kind of goes back to the man in the arena quote.
Oh, I love that.
Which is a good one. Yep. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I'm going to read his favorite part of it.
That's great.
Okay, so the critic belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcomings.
Yes.
So, like, that's, mm-hmm. I believe that's his favorite part.
Yeah.
Again, honey, I do remember him, and he kind of lives by that.
Yeah.
It's in our house. As soon as you walk in our door, it's in a frame. Mm-hmm. It's a good quote to live by. So I will post it in the show notes, the entire thing. And it's one to read again and read again and read again.
That is so true.
And this is by Teddy Roosevelt.
That's a good one.
Yes.
I'm a bad podcast wife too, because I didn't ask my husband what his favorite piece of advice is. But you know what? Dan Kessler could come and talk an entire show on advice. So,
oh my gosh, yes.
We should have the Zen Husbands on.
We should.
What if they come? I don't know.
We got to get some chairs in here. Landon can't sit for
it. Landon can't sit for it. Landon's really tall, so he'd be like,
where would his knees go?
Right. No, there'd be enough space. That's great. Yay. Well, friends, we definitely want to hear what you think, and what are some advice that you've been given, or just quotes that inspire you that, you know, when you hear it, you're like, that's just what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're always open to suggestions, so let us know.
If there's something you guys want to hear from us, we do have new episodes in the docket, or up, I guess, you know,
in the queue.
There we go. That's what the kids say these days. And they're coming out soon. But if you have any ideas, we want to hear from you. If there's something you want to chat about, or a person, if you even want to be on, reach out to us.
Yeah.
And as always, we're available. Most places podcasts are available, like Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes. And don't forget to rate us and review us.
Yes. And eventually we'll be on Spotify when Brittany
figures that out. And I don't throw my computer out the window.
Awesome. Well, have a great day, Zen friends. We'll talk to you soon.
See you then. Hey, Zen friends. Crazy Zen Life is 1 month old, and we have loved all the feedback, but we want to hear more.
Absolutely. So if you're loving the show, go ahead and pop into iTunes or wherever you download your podcast and give us a rating. Send us a review. We love to hear what you guys have to say, and we can't wait to keep sharing what we love to do.